Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey will spend 5 or 6 days a week until Election Day campaigning around the country for Republican candidates. It's a preview of what it would be like if Christie ran for president next year without resigning office. Matt Katz of New Jersey Public Radio joins us from a campaign rally in Independence, Ohio. Hi, Matt.
Hi there, Amy.
What is Christie doing in Ohio exactly?
He's rallying the faithful, essentially, with Ohio Governor John Kasich, who's up for re-election next month. And he's got a fundraiser for a county party in Akron for $1,000 ahead tonight. He says he's here to help Kasich, but it's somewhat questionable, that statement, because Kasich is really cruising to re-election. Doesn't need a lot of help right now. This is not a tight race. Christie is here in his role as chairman of the Republican Governors Association, or the RGA, and he's been raising money on that front. And the primary strategy for the RGA across the country is to raise a lot of money and spend it on attack ads. The RGA has spent more than $1 million here running ads like this one.
His hometown newspaper calls his refusal to release public records unconscionable. That's troubling. Fitzgerald for governor? Sounds risky.
That's about the Democratic candidate, Ed Fitzgerald. One of Christie's employees at the Republican Governors Association is also doing opposition research in this campaign. They requested information from local cops, for example, about an incident in 2012 in which Fitzgerald was questioned by police officers for being in a parked car in the middle of the night with a woman who wasn't his wife. And some of the attacks may have really hurt this candidate. Fitzgerald is now down by double digits in the polls.
Right. I read today's story in the New York Times about how Fitzgerald's candidacy campaign is imploding. There are competitive gubernatorial races around the country, though. So if Ohio is not competitive, Matt, is this trip more about Christie's presidential ambitions?
You know, that's what seems obvious from this, but Christie's advisors caution me on this. They say he was already going to be here in this part of the country anyway today. He was with Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who is in a tight race this morning. And they say Christie and Kasich have been friends for a long time. Kasich actually said today at this rally that Christie is his best friend among all the country's governors, for whatever that's worth. And Christie advisors say that they couldn't have known when this trip was planned that the race at this point wouldn't be that tight. But clearly, Ohio is arguably the most important state in the country when it comes to presidential races. As Ohio goes, America goes. There's a ton of electoral votes, and independent-minded voters might be the kind of voters that Christie is able to appeal to. So it's never too early to start getting to know the folks and have them start to get to know him. And Republican activists here told me that they do think that's part of the reason that Christie was here today, and they don't mind. They're okay with that.
So what kind of reaction is Christie drawing from Ohio voters? What are they saying about him?
So I talked to just some folks at around the area and around the Akron area, not activists, and they knew very little about him. Some had never heard of him, and others just knew him from brief national, you know, TV news spots. I talked to 71-year-old Marvin Davis at a Waffle House this morning near Akron, and I asked him what he knew about Chris Christie, and his answer, I think, reflected much of what I've heard from others.
Well, I guess most of it goes back to the bridge. You know, the closing of the bridge, yeah, that probably stands out more than anything. But it's possible what he'll be a 2016 candidate for president.
Right.
And anyway, he just recently had a birthday. Just see, what else can I say about him? And I think he lost some weight. Yeah? He's not as much a Chris Christie as he once was. So. But that's it.
So weight and Bridgegate.
That's right.
Now, you're at a rally in Independence, Ohio. Are you hearing any differences between what you heard from people at the Waffle House versus what you're hearing from Republican activists at this rally in Independence?
Yes. The kind of people who turn out for these rallies, they're the base of the party. They vote in high numbers in primaries. They're more engaged. So they know about Christie from Fox News and talk radio. And they weren't really too familiar with the specifics of his policies. They said he fixed New Jersey, but couldn't really back that up. But they did point to his leadership after Sandy. Some said they were still a little bit bitter that he hugged President Obama after Sandy, right. But they thought he demonstrated leadership. And they also said they think he's been exonerated of wrongdoing over Bridgegate. Of course, that hasn't actually happened yet. But he was able to show a little bit of his style on stage. And when he was at this rally in a warehouse in Independence, he threw off his jacket to talk to the crowd, but his remarks were pretty even keel, only 6 minutes, just boosted Kasich, did not talk about himself, and he actually said, I'm here for one reason, and that's just for John Kasich.
Matt Katz covers Chris Christie for WNYC, and he's joining us from Independence, Ohio. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Amy.
This is WNYC.